95, 92-ish type of game. Lots of physicality, lots of, you know, jersey pulling. The referees swallowed their whistle. This is 2018 NBA basketball. I expect the referees to be back on their finesse grind next game, Matt. And I think that favors the Golden State Warriors. I do agree with you, though, in a long-winded way of Andre Iguodala. Now, listen, I want to transition to free agency. So there's three ways in the NBA, Matt, as you know, to get better in the NBA. There's three ways. The annual draft, trade, and free agency. And this summer, the big monkey in the room, or elephant, is LeBron James and his decision. Is he going to stay in Cleveland? Which most people think he's not going to do so. We can get into LeBron James in a second, but I want to get your thoughts on some people that have some big time decisions to make after the dominoes of LeBron James start to fall. And I want your opinion on DeMarcus Cousins. I think DeMarcus Cousins is one of the most gifted and talented players in the league. He's a walking 25-10 guy. He can shoot the three. Now, yeah, he's a little mercurial, you know, a little mature, some people might say, but I've seen him grow leaps and bounds since he came into the league. But you cannot deny that the New Orleans Pelicans played very well without him. What do you think the Pelicans should do with a guy like DeMarcus Cousins this summer in free agency?
Well, this is just a very awkward situation because Cousins was playing like top five player in the league type basketball before he got hurt.
Right.
And the Pelicans weren't bad. They were actually doing fine, but they did play better when he was gone. It's super hard to tell, especially because he's coming off an Achilles injury, and Achilles injuries are pretty much the worst because when you tear your Achilles, the likelihood of you playing the same is actually not very likely.
Right.
So it's really tricky right now. It's because on one hand, they did play better without Cousins. And on the other hand, I think New Orleans definitely wants to re-sign Rajon Rondo, and Rondo and Cousins are best friends. So I mean, from like an emotional standpoint, yes, the answer is re-sign Cousins, but as far as if you want the most success, you may have to look for signing trades with Cousins. And unfortunately, yeah, with his Achilles injury, like that may become even more tricky.
I'm telling you what, Matt, the injury to Cousins is the part of it that really is the thing that's really kind of putting the situation into flux. Because if he wasn't injured and they just, you know, they pushed the Golden State Warriors to five games, to six games, you know, they'll be talking about building around the towers, trying to get Rondo on a discount, leveraging the relationship and the friendship that he has. But, you know, the drama where, and I'm not sure if this is true, I'm not heavy on social media like I used to be, that, you know, DeMarcus Cousins unfollowed the Pelicans and then followed some people from the Lakers. Who knows? I'm just saying, like, right now, if you're the New Orleans Pelicans, you really have to look in the mirror about what you want to do with your roster. You maxed out Drew Holiday. Of course, you gave, you know, max money to Anthony Davis, well deserved. You have guys like Solomon Williams out there making big money. Etwan Moore making almost eight figures a year. You're going to have to find some type of way to bring talent through the door because you can't have six, seven guys on that roster making $10 million plus a year, right? That's just not the way you're going to be able to get that in the NBA. You're going to basically have to follow a lot of formulas. Everybody else got a couple guys making 25, 30 million. You got to find some mid-level guys, and you got to find some rookie talent that can ball. And that's kind of like what you're seeing with the Boston Celtics right now. While they're being successful, you got Al Horford making big money. You got Kyrie Irving making middle type money. You have Gordon Hayward that just got kind of maxed out. Then you have the rookie guys on rookie scale deals.